In sports broadcasting, few names carry as much weight as Jim Nantz. With his distinctive voice and unparalleled skill to capture the essence of every sporting moment, Nantz has become an iconic figure in the industry. Many fans and enthusiasts are curious about Jim Nantz's net worth and salary. Let's find out with WeCNetWorth. What is Jim Nantz's net worth and salary 2023? Jim Nantz, a well-known American sportscaster, is reported to be worth $15 million. Nantz has a successful career in sports broadcasting, most notably with CBS Sports. He has reported many sporting events, including the Super Bowl, the Masters, and the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Aside from his employment at CBS, Nantz has written two books and participated in various endorsement deals, all of which have contributed to his overall net worth. His annual pay at CBS Sports is rumored to be over $5 million. Jim Nantz Overview. Early Life. James William Nantz III, born May 17, 1959, grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was co-captain of the basketball team and co-captain and number one player on the golf team in high school. He belonged to the Bam Hollow Country Club. Nantz then attended the University of Houston, where he played on the men's golf team alongside future pro players Fred Couples and Blaine McAllister. In 1981, he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Radio and Television Broadcasting. During this period, Nantz had his first exposure to sports reporting by relaying taped interviews to Win Elliott for the latter Sports Central USA Weekend Reports on the CBS radio network. Career. Jim Nantz, a renowned American sportscaster, has had an illustrious career spanning over four decades. He began broadcasting in the early 1980s as an anchor and sportscaster for KO in Houston, Texas. He later moved to KSL-TV in Salt Lake City, where he called BYU football games and Utah Jazz games alongside Hot Rod Hundley from 1982 to 1985. In 1985, Nantz experienced a significant turning point in his career when he became a part of CBS Sports. This marked the beginning of a prosperous and enduring association with the network. Throughout his tenure, he has provided coverage for various sports events, such as the National Football League, NFL, NCAA Division I men's basketball, the NBA, and the PGA Tour. Nantz's passion for sports broadcasting was evident from a young age, as he admired and emulated legendary broadcasters like Jim McKay, Jack Whitaker, Pat Summerall, and Brent Musburger. He becomes a three-time Emmy Award winner and five-time National Sportscaster of the Year, all thanks to his hard work and dedication. Since 1989, Nantz has anchored CBS's coverage of the Masters Tournament, and in 2004, he became the lead play-by-play announcer for CBS's NFL coverage. Additionally, he served as the lead broadcaster for the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament from 1990 to 2023, calling a remarkable 32 Final Fours during his tenure. During his illustrious career, Nantz has attained numerous remarkable milestones. Notably, in the years 2007, 2010, and 2013, he achieved the unprecedented distinction of being the first commentator ever to broadcast the Super Bowl, NCAA Men's Final Four, and the Masters within the same year. He has also received numerous accolades, such as the Pro Football Hall of Fame Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award and the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Kurt Gowdy Media Award. Despite his impressive achievements, Nantz remains grounded and dedicated to his craft. He is well known for his distinctive greeting, "Hello, friends," which he used to begin each show as an homage to his father, who had Alzheimer's disease. Nantz's dedication to spreading Alzheimer's awareness led to the establishment of the Nantz National Alzheimer Center in 2011 in collaboration with the Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. As of 2023, Nantz continues to be an integral part of CBS Sports, serving as the lead play-by-play announcer for the NFL alongside Tony Romo and covering golf events, including the Masters Tournament. His unwavering dedication, passion, and talent have solidified his status as one of the most iconic and respected voices in sports broadcasting history. Personal life. Nantz was married for 26 years to Anne Lorraine Laurie Carlson Nantz before separating in 2009. Caroline, the couple's daughter, was born in Westport, Connecticut. Nantz married Courtney Richards on June 9, 2012, at the Pebble Beach Golf Links in Pebble Beach, California, notably at the tee of the legendary seventh hole. Nantz and his wife had two children, a daughter in 2014 and a son in 2016. Why is Jim Nantz famous? Jim Nantz's fame stems from his exceptional skills as a sports broadcaster and his ability to connect with viewers on a profound level. His soothing voice and keen insights have made him an integral part of some of the most memorable sporting moments in recent history. Nantz's passion for his craft, combined with his professionalism and genuine love for sports, has endeared him to fans worldwide. FAQs about Jim Nantz. What car does Jim Nantz drive? Nantz is promoting his own brand of California fantasy. He bought a Lexus South Carolina 430, an Azure Pearl hardtop convertible with an all-aluminum 4.3-liter V8 dubbed the Pebble Beach Edition, to become more of a tiger behind the wheel. What is Tony Romo's net worth? Tony Romo has a net worth of $70 million as a retired American football player and current television commentator. Why is Jim Nantz retiring? Nantz has stated that his decision to retire from basketball was motivated by family obligations. "I'm not retiring," Nantz said over the weekend to USA Today Sports. "For the next dozen years or so, I've got about 40 weeks a year to cover the NFL, the Super Bowl, and golf." Why is Jim Nantz not broadcasting? He claimed at the time that he decided to spend more time with his children. Nantz has stated that another reason for leaving his 32-year tenure at the Final Four was to focus on Masters coverage. Has Jim Nantz ever played Augusta? Nantz stood on the first tee at Augusta National just minutes after arriving on the grounds for the first time, living every golfer's wildest desire. The only issue was that the production crew was on its way. Who is Jim Nantz's partner on CBS? Romo succeeded Phil Simms as Nantz's longtime colleague and primary NFL analyst on CBS in 2017 after 14 years with the Cowboys. Romo and the network agreed to a mega extension in 2020. His $180 million contract will keep him at CBS until 2030. Jim Nantz's rise from a teenage sports fan to a famous figure in sports broadcasting is a monument to his unwavering passion and brilliance. He continues inspiring aspiring broadcasters and captivates audiences with his unrivaled commentary skills, cementing his place in sports broadcasting history. Finally, thank you for watching this video and don't forget to subscribe us to learn more interesting information about celebrities.